It's kind of funny. I was telling Jay, just think of some of the stuff we've asked him to do. Put GoPros in his car, make him go to drive-through windows at McDonald's. PSA for what's your favorite children's book. I mean, we threw a lot of stuff at him, a lot of curveballs, and not once did he ever, complain about it, say he wasn't going to do it, and not you approach it with, when and where, Matt, you tell me when and we'll get it done. And I'll always remember that about him. And, I'll always remember another thing, I told him on Monday. I said, I'm so happy that I got to see your managerial style because not once did he ever throw anyone under the bus. And when he was in charge, it's like you said, it stops at him. And I respect that because that's that he had the respect of that locker room and he had the respect of this front office for sure.
Yeah, and like you said, he leaves behind a very attractive team. You talk about Matt Ryan, who's going to be in kind of the prime of his career. I mean, we may have not seen the best of Matt Ryan yet, and you've got a really solid core around him. So I think, as of right now, as far as the other openings, I would have to say that Atlanta would be the most attractive job. And it's not just me that's saying it. There's a lot of guys out there, national media members, who are saying the same thing. So it's going to make this coaching search a lot more interesting. I think, Atlanta's going to have the pick of the litter, so to speak. I don't know, timetable-wise, I would say that Arthur Blank is the kind of guy who's going to do his due diligence on a lot of guys. I don't think he's zeroed in on one particular candidate or one particular guy, but I think that for him, he just wants to get the right guy. It's a pivotal year.
And you're playing, you are kind of in the waiting game mode, and we're kind of, everyone's on standby right now to see what happens. And I think, Jay, you said it totally true, is that Arthur Blank is going to, make sure he's dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's when he does his search. That's what he does. It's not his first rodeo, even in his days at Home Depot. I think this is kind of how he handled things, and he will make sure that. And the other thing, he will make sure that resources are not an issue. He will make sure he gets the right person for this job.